We decree and declare that we are the royal priesthood and the holy nation. We decree and declare that we are your witnesses, Father. We decree and declare that we are the righteous of the Lord. We are the holy priesthood. We are the holy nation. We decree and declare that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We decree and declare that we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do we stand in the way of the sinner, nor do we sit in the seat of the scornful, but our delight is in your law, Father God. In your law we meditate day and night, and we are like trees planted by the roshata, by the rivers of water, and we bring forth our fruit now, my God, in this season. Also our leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we do shall prosper. We decree and declare that we are blessed going in, and we are blessed going out. Our basket and our store, the fruit of our body, the fruit of our animals, the fruit of our vegetation, is our the fruit of our bank account, is prosperous. We decree and declare, when the enemy comes in, one way he flees, seven ways. We decree and declare, when the wicked, even our enemies and our foes, asha tabasha, come upon us to eat up our flesh, they stumble, they stumble, they stumble, they stumble, and they fall. We dwell in the secret place of the rabasha, of the Most High God. We abide under the rabashanda, under the shadow of the Almighty. And we say, Lord, you're our refuge. Ah, Shekabosha, you're our fortress. You're our God. And in you we trust. We thank you, Father God, that we put on the whole armor of God, wherewith we're able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. We thank you, Lord God, that in you we move, in you we live, in you we have our being, because Christ in us, the hope of glory. We decree and declare that you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. You make us to lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside the still waters, and you restore our soul. Hallelujah, people of God, let's bombard heaven. Amen. At this time.
Thank you. Oh, Father God, I bless your name. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord has made all things for him, Father God. And in your word also, it says death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof, Proverbs 18 and 21. So, Father God, we thank you for the word and for we receive it, for we say life. And we receive life abundantly, Father God. We speak life into any situation contrary. We speak life into job opportunities and health situations. And we speak life into financial wallets, our wallets, Father God. Hallelujah. That they too shall live and not die, Father God. We thank you, Father, for creating us. Thank you, God, for your grace and your favor over us, God. Thank you, God, for we are your favorites. Hallelujah, God. You touch us and you give us life, Father God. You touch everyone on this line, Father God, and you awaken yourself in us, God. We connect here with a purpose, crying out to you in this midnight call, Father God, for family members and for ourselves, Father God, and for the world, Father God. You said that men should always pray one for another, God. And we pray without ceasing and we pray without fainting, Father God, for you give us the strength, God. We thank you, God, for the prophets, for you speak through the prophets, Father God. And even in this hour, there is a word, Father God. And we thank you for speaking, Father God. We thank you for the families, Father God, that have even held us up in this hour, God. We thank you, God, because we know that those who are lost will be found, Father God, whether there be children on the avenue, whether there be sisters or mothers lost on the street, they too are found in Jesus' name, Father God. We bless your name for even the lonely that call out here tonight, Father God, needing an embrace, Father. Needing an embrace, Father God. We trust that you will cover them, Father God, for you will hear their prayer, Father God. We bless your name and we thank you as we hold up those who are mourning tonight, Father God, for their families, the Castillo family and families like that, Father God. We thank you, God, because we know you shall strengthen them. For in this day we also decree and declare open doors for our lives, Father God. all kind of networks coming from the north, east, south, and west, Father God, because we are vessels, and these networks are so that your glory will shine, Father God. We thank you, and we decree and declare in this hour, Father God, that as you created us for yourself, Father God, that great things are happening through us, Father God, because you are within us. We decree and declare that you are the author, oh, and the finisher of our faith, Father God. And as we continue to hold on and we believe in these things, Father God, so shall it be, Father God. For we decree and declare our faith is going up, 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 and over the top, and there's nothing too hard for God. And because you dwell in us, there's nothing too hard for us, Father God, for you move and breathe through us, Father God. We decree and declare that we manifest all that we desire. We decree and declare that we are builders, hallelujah, so that wondrous things can come through us, Father God. And we decree and declare that we are vessels used by you, Father God. We thank you, God, that everybody that we come in contact to with, Father God, we will have a word for them, a word that will lift them, a word that can empower them, a word that can touch and move them, Father God. Cancel us out, Father God, so that you arise, Father God. You arise, not us, but you, Father God. And we thank you for breathing the life in us, that now breakthroughs are happening for our life and in our lives, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the reconciliation of families in this hour, mothers and sons, and sons and fathers, Father God. We cancel out the arguing, Father God, the anger, Father God, for we will find joy in each other's presence, because to see them is to see you, Father God, and we bless your name. For again, you created us, and we are yours, Father God. So we thank you for even our negotiations, Father God, in life, through life, Father God, with whomever business that we come in, that the motives will be love and all is well, and all parties will walk away happy and graced, Father God, because you've been moving through us in this hour. We thank you, God, for the prophecology that's getting ready to come forth, Father God, that your prophets can go up, 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 and over the top. The vessels can be strengthened even to this day forever, God. And we thank you even for the revival that's going on this week, Father God. And we thank you for strengthening Archbishop and Pastor Jordan and Prophet Samson, Father God, and all the deaconesses and everyone who's associated, Father God, that you continue to move through them, Father God. We declare breakthroughs and victory and triumphant situations in everybody's life who is attending, Father God, and every caller that calls in, breakthrough, for there is an answer, God, and we thank you. We move in joy. We move in love. We move in peace, Father God, for that is you. We stress not. We fear not. We worry not, for you are in us, Father God, and as you let us know, you created us, God. You created us, God, so we don't cry, we don't worry, we don't stress, we rejoice. We rejoice and we love, love, love. We give your name always the honor, the glory, and the praise. Oh, I bless your name, Father God. I bless your name, Father God. Touch the prophets that are usually here, that are not here, Father God. Touch their lives, Father God. Healing, happiness, love and joy, and peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Father God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Thank you, Father God, for your word. Your word is true, your word is right, and we love your word, God. We give you glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in our lives. And we thank you for another day that you have made, a new day that you've allowed us to step into, Father. We raise our voices up to you, giving you glory, honor, and praise. And Lord, we thank you for being in the midst of us, even if the number is small, God. You said where two or three are gathered together, you are in the midst, God. You are omniscient, omnipresent. You're always listening. You're most powerful, God. And I thank you, God, for your loving kindness, God. Now I ask you, God, to remember each and every person whose name was listed on the prayer list, God. And I also ask you to remember the Evans family, the Applewhite family, God, my small family, but remember them, Lord. And those who are not saved, save them, Lord. And a special prayer for Sheila Evans, Lord, that you would bring her back to the fold, God, that you would deliver her from addiction, God, and that you would turn her face and allow her to repent and save her, Lord, in a mighty dynamic way. Thank you, Father God, for your mercy. And thank you, God, for the revival and revivals that are happening all over the land, wherever revivals are, in your name, God. We bless them and we thank you for them, God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit still being in the land, God. Without your Spirit, we are nothing. And we thank you for being in the midst of us, in our presence, God. Thank you for your movement in all of your people, God. Thank you for the apostles and prophets, pastors, teachers, preachers, evangelists, God, your missionaries, your deacons, God, your choir, God, everybody who is lifting up their voices and bringing your word to people, Lord, that they will be saved. Thank you, Father God, for that. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Thank you for giving us your Son, who died on the cross for our sins. Thank you, God, for we receive his salvation. Thank you, Father God. And Lord, remember the elderly, God, those who are lonely and suffering from illnesses caused by old age, or that's brought on in old age because of one reason or another. Touch their bodies, God. Touch their minds and strengthen them, God. Give them peace in this day, oh God, and allow their families to comfort them and be with them and let them know that they are not alone. God, you said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you for the people that you've placed in our lives to be comforters, God. We thank you also for our government, God. I just ask you to remember your president, Donald Trump, Lord. Just remember him and turn his mind, God, to where he will be pleasing to you, God. We know he's carrying out orders, God, but just touch him, God, so that he will have a compassionate heart towards people, especially those who are suffering and those immigrants who, for one reason or another, desire to be here. God, look upon them. Look upon all of the laws that he's doing that would hurt poor people. Oh, God, touch them and bless them. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Amen.
Prophetess Glenda.
Amen. Father, let our fields be fruitful and plentiful, a place of beauty and excellence, God. Restore us and complete us, satisfy us on the hills and the lands. Bless us with our just rewards and inheritance. And Father God, teach us to speak to the mountains in faith, God. And we thank you that they are removed. We thank you, Father God, for the changing of the guard. We thank you, Father God, for promotion and elevation. We thank you, Father God, for higher heights. Destiny and purpose will be fulfilled, God. We thank you, Father God. This is the season for the open door, God. Father God, we will walk through with confidence and power. And Father God, we have faith in your word, declaring your principles on high. And we thank you, Father God, that it is already done and it is already written, God, and that we abide in your word and we follow the pathway of righteousness, God. We pray, Father God, for favor, God. We pray, Father God, that you will show, Father God, those that are being treated unjustly, God, that you would show them justice. You pour out your justice on the just as well as the just, God. And we thank you, Father God, that you have your own system. And we thank you for the kingdom of God is pure. The kingdom of God is righteousness, God. And we ask, Father God, that thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, God. We ask, God, that you teach us how to walk upright before you, God. Teach us how, Father God, to be gods in the earth, God. Teach us to walk in power, God. Teach us to walk, Father God, in truth and integrity, God. Teach us, Father God, that truth should be within our inward parts, God. And as we decree and declare, Father God, we won't add to your word and we won't subtract for your word, God, but we will walk in power, God. We pray, God, that you will renew our strength this evening, God. We pray, Father God, for your power and your glory, God. We pray for your presence this evening, God. We pray, Father God, for a new glory, God. We pray, Father God, for a season of worship, God, that worship, that the angels will worship, your people will worship. We thank you for the angelical host, God, as they say glory, glory, glory. And as they praise you, Father God, we say hallelujah this evening, God. We worship you, Father God, for the breakthrough, God. We worship you, Father God, because we know that you are the Lord of the harvest, God. We praise you for being, Father God, the great I am, God. We give you glory, God. We give you honor, God. We give you praise, God. And we pray, Father God, for the dreamers tonight, Father God. We pray, Father God, that there will be a justice, Father God, for minorities, for all people, God. We thank you, Father God, that all people will be created equal, and Father God, that you will move by your spirit in equality, Father. We pray for our government, God. We pray, Father God, for the president, for surely, Father God, he is in your hands, and you hold the heart of the king in your hands, God. We thank you, Father God, that nothing is taking you by surprise, God, and nothing is happening by accident, God. But we realize that all things are working together for the good of them that love the Lord, God, and we thank you, God, that it will turn out well, God. We speak, Father God, that it is well. We declare, Father God, that it will be well, God, and we thank you for the changing of the guard in every opposition, Father God, that opposes the law of God, the mind of God, Father God, it will be moved. We cast down every vain imagination, God. We bring every thought, Father God, of every egotistic thought, God, every thought of evil, every wicked thought. We cast those vain imaginations down, Father God. And Father God, we lift up the word of God. We thank you that your word is powerful and that you are mighty and that your word is like a double-edged sword, God. We take the word of God, Father God, the sword of the Spirit, Father God. And Father God, we thank you that as we pray and that as we begin to decree your word, God, that things are moving and shifting, God, in the heavenlies, God. We thank you for the shift. We thank you, hallelujah, God. We thank you, Father God, for the outpouring of your spirit in this evening, God, that you're pouring out your spirit on all flesh. We thank you for redemption this evening, God. We thank you for healing, and we thank you for new mercies, God. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your glory. We thank you, Father God, for the amen that is in our spirit, God. We praise you and we say amen. We come into agreement with the word of God, Father God, because you are all powerful. Hallelujah, God. You are all knowing, and we come into agreement with the Most High God. You said where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing, that it would be so. All things are possible to them that believe. We thank you for every name that is on the prayer list, God. We thank that you touch every life, God, that you redeem and save, set free, deliver. And Father God, we thank you, God, that it is already done because it is already written. And we thank you, Father God, that you are the restorer of the breach, God. We thank you, Father God, that you are Jehovah Jireh. We thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha. We thank you that you touch, heal, deliver, and set free. And we call it done. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. We glorify you, God, and we thank you this evening. Hallelujah, God, and we thank you. Glory to your name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it, the world and they who dwell in it. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the currents and rivers. And who shall stand in the holy, go into the mountains of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has lift himself up to falsehood or to who is false, nor
sworn deceitfully. Amen and amen. Father God, we give you all honor and praise with thanksgiving, O God, and we thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, O God. O God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the right divine relationships that you bring in our lives, O God. We thank you for relationship healing, dear Lord. We thank you, O God, for all the prayer warriors on the line, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for your hedge of protection all around us, our children, our loved ones, and all around us, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for the prayer list that's been lifted up, God. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, O God. We thank you, God, for scattering our enemies, O God. We thank you for counseling any attack of the enemy, O God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, God, for setting us free, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for opening doors, O God, that no man can close, O God. And we thank you, God, for breaking generational curses, dear Lord, O God. O God, we thank you, God, that you are our refuge, O God. We thank you, God, for breakthroughs, O God. We thank you, God, that you are bigger than anything life can bring us, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, O God. We thank you, God, for giving us a clear way, O God. We thank you, God, for directing our minds towards your commands, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for that whatsoever befalls us, you is at hand, O God. We thank you, God, for dwelling richly in our hearts and in our minds, dear Lord. We thank you, God, for being a hope amongst all communities who've been affected, O God, by any devastation, dear Lord. O God, we thank you, God, for calling us your children, O God. O God, we thank you and being such a great friend, O God. We thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us, O God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for helping us to call on you for our daily supplies and our spiritual powers, dear Lord. We thank you, God, that you are our fountain that never fails, oh God. And we thank you, dear Lord, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, oh God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. And God, we thank you for our leaders, Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, and all your leaders all over the world, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for giving them direction in their lives and in the lives of your people. In your precious, mighty, and masterful name we pray, amen and amen.
We heard the true teaching from God. Now we tell it to you. God is light, and in him there is no darkness. So if we say that we share in life with God, but we continue living in darkness, we are liars. We don't follow the truth. We should live in the light where God is. If we live in the light, we have fellowship with each other, and the blood sacrifice of Jesus, God's Son, washes away every sin and makes us clean. If we say that we have no sin, we are fooling ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God will forgive us. We can trust God to do this. He always does what is right. He will make us clean from all the wrong things we have done. If we say that we have not sinned, we are saying that God is a liar and that we don't accept his true teaching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God's and the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. And being weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Father, we give you the glory for your word. We thank you, Lord God, that we confess, Lord God, our sin, that you are faithful and just to cleanse us and to forgive us. We thank you, Lord, for giving us a clean heart, O God, and renewing the right spirit within us. We thank you, Lord God, for blotting out our transgression. We thank you, Lord God, that nothing stands between you and us. We thank it about Shekarabosa, that the middle wall of partition is removed and your glory fills this call even now. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for grace. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for healing. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for repair. We thank you for redemptive benefits, for Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us from sickness. Christ has redeemed us from poverty. Christ has redeemed us from spiritual death. For poverty, he's given us wealth. For sickness, he's given us health. And for death, he's given us eternal life. Thank you, God, for delivering us from every dead work. In the blood of Jesus prevail against every work of darkness, every work of the flesh. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost that burns up everything that's not like you. We thank you, Lord God, for deliverance and breakthrough, for habits, addictions of every kind. We thank you, Lord God, for redemptive benefits. We thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you, God, that every tongue risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord God. We lift up our archbishop. We lift up our pastor. We strengthen their hands. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. We cover them with the wall of fire, impenetrable wall of fire be about them and all that concerns them and our first family. We speak divine protection. We speak divine provision. We send forth the army of the Lord, the ministering angels and the warring angels to fight on their behalf. God, we thank you because as you stand with them, you stand with us. As we cover our leaders, you cover us. Lord God, we thank you for every household. Lord God, that's covered, Evakasha, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that every state in the union that's representative of this call, we thank you, God, for divine protection, divine healing. We thank you for the glory of God flooding these cities. Lord God, we thank you, God, for using your people. Lord God, shining forth your glory in every family, in every community that's represented on this call. We bless you, Lord God, for every household that's represented. We thank you, Lord God, for restoration, redemption, and repair. We thank you, Lord God, for divine provision. We call every need met. We call every bill paid. We thank you for expansion. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Prophetess Joyce Hartley, please do the announcements.
Amen. 9 a.m. Eastern Time conference call. Join the Master Prophet Monday through Saturday. Pop Life Radio, Monday through Friday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time. If you want to know any information about prophecology, that's where to tune in. An 8 p.m. conference call, join Prophet Joshua Jordan in the company of prophets Monday through Friday. And don't forget to join us in prayer. Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Midnight Cry, amen, every night at 12 a.m. Eastern Time, amen. Dial the same number, 1-515-604-9266. That's 1-515-604-9266. Amen and amen. And please don't forget to check your email every day to see what Master Prophet sends on MP3, to see what's best seed to sow for today. And join us. Our supernatural manifestation prophetic revival is now from the 31st. Amen. Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Saturday, 12 p.m. Eastern Time. And Sunday at 11 a.m. and also 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you so much. Back to you, Prophetess Darlene.
Amen and amen. And don't forget to sow your seed, amen, at 646-762-0433. Amen. Show, amen, a level of appreciation for the open door that our very own Archbishop and our very own Pastor Deborah has extended to us, a safe place, amen, to come and gather and be in the presence of God, amen. This is an opportunity, amen, for God to show up in your families and restore your lives, amen. And I tell you, how many churches are doing this? Amen. How many churches can you call right now for prayer? Amen. You want to, amen, keep this door open. Amen. It takes money to buy land. Amen. Ministry is an expense, and bring, the Word of God tells us to bring all your tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. Amen. How many know this is meat to be able to come into the presence of God? Amen. And experience the glory of God in your very comfort of your own home. That is meat for your soul. Amen. And you want to keep this call going. Amen. Also, we're wrapping up the month of January, which is the birthday month of our leading lady. Do not let this month end without you sowing a 58, 158, 558, 1,058, whatever denomination with 58, to celebrate and to thank our very own leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan, amen, for her heart after God, the heart, amen, that God has given us, that's after, amen, the people, the heart for the people, amen, amen. She opened this door, amen, for the people of God, amen. Text Pastor to 646-762-0433. Text the word Pastor. Again, to 646-762-0433. Do not be like the nine lepers that went on their way. Be like that one that came back and said thank you. Amen. Don't be a thief and a robber. Amen. Bless the household of faith. Bless the leadership, and let them know that you appreciate this open door. Amen. And Company of Prophets, you did it again. You never cease to amaze me. I thank God for each of you. I thank God for your service and your faithfulness. Amen. Love you till life. Amen. We could not do this without you. Pastor, amen, appreciates you. I appreciate you. Our very own Archbishop appreciates you. Amen. And thank you again for your faithfulness. Moderator, thank you for doing a great job tonight, amen, and helping us to monitor and maintain the integrity of the quality of this call. God bless you. Love you to life.